glass right there.
Yeah.
And what do you use, like when you're pouring water in from a, like a bucket into something with a small mouth, what would you use to make it easier to pour the water into that bottle?
A pitcher.
How about, so you know,
a funnel.
Yeah. And what do you use to, if you're riding a horse and you want him to go faster, and you're riding a buggy, what would you use to make him go faster?
You use a whip or else a spur alone.
How about if you bought some, when you go to the grocery, what do they usually pack the groceries in for you to bring them home?
Paper sack.
How about a large, what is a, like say 50 pound of flour or sugar packed in when you buy it from the store?
Sack.
What do you call a bag or sack that the potatoes are shipped in? Is there a special name for it?
No, not more than sacks.
What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to a mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel.
And when you turn, when the lights go out, and it's not because the electricity's bad, what would you, well, let's say that that went out, what would you call it? What would you replace?
A bulb.
When you carry the wash out to hang it on the line, what do you use for carrying it in?
Well, clothes basket.
How about, where do nails come in?
Nails.
Yeah.
Kegs.
And what's usually around the barrels or kegs to keep them together?
Oops.
And what's in the top of a bottle? If it doesn't have a cap on it, that's screw off now. What used to be in the, like in the top of a wine bottle or something?
It's wood.
Well, how about that little deal you pull out of it?
Oh, that's a bone.
Now you all know what that is, don't you?
Hmm?
You all know what that is.
Faucet.
Stopper. Cork.
Oh, stopper.
Yeah. How about the music instrument that... It looks like, well... It's a music instrument that you hold in your hands, it ain't but about that big. And you blow on it, what would you call that?
Mouth harp.
Is there any other name that you can, that you might call it? That you can think of?
Nothing more than a mouth organ.
Alright, what would you drive nails with?
A hammer.
And if you had a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that you put between the two horses?
A tongue.
And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you'd have to back him in between the what?
Shaves.
How about the steel that's on the outside of a wagon wheel? What do you call that?
It what?
The steel that is around the outside of a wheel that's on a wagon. It used to be on old-time wagons. My steel might be.
Call them tires.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call them? The bar of wood that the traces are fastened to. The traces. What's a trace?
That's a chain.
Alright. What would you call the wood that they're fastened to when you're hooking a buggy up, a horse up to a buggy or a wagon?
Well, I call it it's a cross piece. See, a swinger tree.
It's long, right?
I never heard of a trace. Never been around horses much either. Yeah,